As the temperature continues to fall, both teams tonight are hoping their shots start to drop as well. It's the Decorville Eagles on the road at North Huron to take on the Warriors in an NCTL Stars Division showdown. Good evening and hello from the land of the Pasta House, Kindy, Michigan. You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. To the right of me, as always, the one and only Coach John Moody.
Well, Clark, if both teams tonight, if they're cold from the field, we're going to know why. I mean, considering how this week has gone, it is really great to be in Kindy because I didn't know if we were going to be here or not.
It's been tough sledding in more ways than one for each North Huron and Decorville up to this point in the season. Both teams are below 500 in divisional play in the Stars division, and neither are above 500 in the overall records as well. It goes without saying that Decorville and North Huron are both looking to shake things out tonight with a win.
Yep, okay, we have another battle for fifth place tonight. But, you know, last week we had the same exact scenario. And, you know, that happened to be one of our best broadcasts, I think, of the whole season. So I expect nothing less out of North Huron and Decorville. They're going to give us an entertaining game tonight.
Coming up, we're going to take an in-depth look at both North Huron and Decorville to see what tonight's outcome might be. The WNLW Sports Network season continues in the North Central Thumb League with the Decorville Eagles traveling to North Huron, the home of the Warriors. You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
The Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency of Port Austin would like to thank everyone for their unwavering support during the recent passing of its president, Tom Schmidt. The Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency has been an integral part of Port Austin's history for the past 100 years, and the current ownership wants to assure everyone that we will continue to operate as we have in the past and provide you with the best possible service going forward. Janice Ventline and Anita Eisler have the experience and knowledge to address all of your insurance needs. Please give them a call at 738-5202 with any questions. That's at 738-5202.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the best coverage in the Thumb.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Shure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Shure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Port Austin State Bank, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Thumb Printing Professionals, Port Austin Market, Demand Electric, Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency, and Sure. Better health, better life, are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services for broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and Anger Valley Services on the Blazing Speedler 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1884 that the first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary was published. 135 years ago, members of London's Philological Society put the final touches on a book that covered all the words from 1150 AD to the present. In all, it took them 27 years to release the first edition of Oxford English Dictionary to the public, but it wasn't until 1928 when they deemed the task complete with over 400,000 words included, cover to cover. With your call tonight is a crew that uses far less words per broadcast, and that would be Clark Ramsey and John Mooney.
Words? Okay. Here we are in February of 2019. I think they're still trying to invent words to describe the results of last week's or this week's cold snap. I don't know. Do you have one?
Vortex is apparently the word of the week.
Yes. How about shivering under the kivers?
Well, I haven't been on a pirate ship in a while, but all right. What a week it has been for high school basketball, or I should say what a week it hasn't been. The Wrath of Old Man winter came a slashing Monday afternoon, and Gep schools shuttered all the way up to today, including North Huron, had the whole week off. Deckerville had school today, though, and for the first time in recent history, and John, you might be able to help me out here, but there hasn't been a single game of basketball played in the entire Thumb since a week ago last Friday.
I'm here to tell you, none.
Zero.
Zero. And I really don't know how they're going to go ahead and make these games up. You know, there's not many dates that are really left on the calendar. They might be playing on Saturdays.
A week what seems like an entire week, winter season ago, we found ourselves in Cass City, Michigan last Friday. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers were looking to get their season back on track, and for the first 6 minutes or so, they were off to a good start, but then the Red Hawks came back kicking and screaming and dominated the remainder of the game. Final score was Cass City 69, Lakers 52.
This little hiatus probably hurt Cass City more, as they probably would have liked to have just kept on going as far as momentum was concerned. For the Lakers, I think the time off probably became a blessing for them to just go ahead and gather themselves.
Tonight, we shift our attention to the other show in town, the North Central Thumb League, comprised of 13 teams split into two divisions based on student population. North Huron and Deckerville both find themselves in the Stars division for tonight's league contest.
The Stars division. That really kind of sounds kind of neat. Now, you know what the name of the other division is.
Stripes.
The Stripes.
Yes.
And you have to earn your stripes in order to be a star, right? Now, of course, it has to be done with population and everything. But I'll tell you what. This division over here, as far as the Stripes are concerned, okay?
Okay.
Let's face it. The International Academy of Flint, they're running away with the division. They're going to win the hardware. But you have CPS, which is Carsonville, Port Sanilac, and Peck. They're going to be the class of the other division.
And, of course, we just talked to Bill Brown, head coach of the Deckerville football program.